Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for each and every one tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that you're already in preparation. Amen. Pray that you're already getting your pencil and your paper. Already getting your mind situated. Glory to God. Getting rid of the weights of the day. Amen. Perhaps you were in meetings today. Glory to God. Some meetings, amen, Jesus, may have just kind of worn on you.
All participants are muted.
God, worn on your soul, worn on your spirit, worn on your mind.
The
Glory
recording
to God,
has
but
started.
Listen, people of God, we are under an open heaven on tonight. Amen. The woman of God told us, amen, about this open heaven on last night. Amen. Glory to God. So many times we're doing things, amen, and we don't even realize the blessedness that comes with what we're doing. Glory to God. But I tell you, I love that song. I love that song. Glory to God. I love it. Glory to God. And I tell you, there's something special about it. But did not the woman of God go in and pull out, amen, exactly, amen, the specialty, the blessedness of the open heaven? And here we are again, people of God. Here we are again. Glory to God. We know that it's Friday night. Amen. We do realize that there are other churches that, some churches that are, amen, back on their schedule. Glory to God. But we also realize that there are some that are not. And because there are some that are not, amen, here we are. Amen. Continuing on in the work of the Lord. Amen. We got to continue, people of God. We got to continue until he tells us to stop, until he says it's finished. Amen. Glory to God. But until we hear those orders, people of God, we moving forth. We moving forth in the Holy Ghost. Yes, yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Yet believing that God is touching, yet believing God is delivering, yet believing that he's saving somebody somewhere. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. In the four corners of the world, the north, the south, the east, and the west. Glory to God. We just believe. This is our faith. We just believe God is doing it. Amen. We may not see it, glory to God, but we know that it's being done. Amen. And for this, we give him thanks. We give him praise. And for this, people of God, we steady the course. We steady the course. We continue on in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And we not tired. Hallelujah. We not tired yet. Amen. That song says I've been running with Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for, amen, all of our international listeners. We just want to thank God for you. Thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Whatever country, whichever country you're listening from, we thank God for you. We do. We thank God for you. Amen. We do count it, amen, such an honor, amen, that you have decided to come and, amen, join us on tonight. Amen. We just count it such an honor. And we just want to let you know that we thank God for you. Amen. From whichever country you're listening from, amen, wherever, amen, these airways are hitting your ears, amen, we just give God thanks for you. We want to let you know that you're very special to us, and we appreciate you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, while you are coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead now and text a couple of people, invite them to come. Invite them to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Surely you are being blessed. Glory to God. And just as you're being blessed, we want you to invite someone else in that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Invite them to come in, people of God. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Come on in the room. Amen. Come on in the room. Whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you need, we say it again, God's got it. Amen. He is the answer. Glory to God. He is the answer. Glory to God. He is the answer for the world today. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You know, I got to sing a little bit of that song right there. Amen. And this song says, Jesus, 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 is the answer. Jesus, 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 he's the Jesus, 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 he's the answer. Hallelujah. He's the answer. He's the answer for you. Jesus, 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 he's the answer. Jesus, 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 he's the answer. Jesus is the answer. Glory to God. He's the answer. for you. Yes, he is the answer. He is the answer. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And we bless him tonight, for he's the answer. Amen. Whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it. Amen. And we receive it by faith. For the word of God says every good and perfect gift comes from above. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Amen. And he's a good father. Amen. And he knows how to give good gifts. And he knows how to bless. Amen. He knows how to open doors. Amen. Glory to God. He knows what we have need of. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank God on tonight. We glorify him. Amen, Jesus. We glorify him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And thank you again, people of God, for coming on in. Thank you for coming in. Glory to God. Thank you tonight for coming in to be with us. Glory to God. Just want to acknowledge our leaders on tonight. Amen. I want to acknowledge, amen, Jesus, my leaders on tonight, the chief apostle, Dr. S.D. James, the late chief apostle, Dr. S.D. James, giving God thanks and praise for him, blessing him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. For our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for the man of God. Amen. Thanking him for, amen, Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Glory to God. Just thanking God, amen, for these men of God, for the women of God that stand by their side. Thanking God tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie Jane. Glory to God. Amen. Just giving God thanks. Giving God praise. Hallelujah. Just want to thank the Lord tonight, amen, for our advisors. Thanking the Lord for, amen, the staff that the Lord has sent. Glory to God, to help keep this outreach ministry, amen, moving forward, amen. We thank God for the staff, for each and every one, for, amen, their place, their space, and what they're doing to contribute to this outreach ministry, amen. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise. We give him honor. We give him glory on tonight, amen. Thanking him for you, people of God. Yes, you, and you. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Thank you for following us. Thank you for being with us every step of the way. Amen. We bless the Lord for it. Yes, we do. We bless the Lord for it on tonight. And we just thank him. We bless him. We praise him. Amen. For you, for your coming. Amen. Jesus, again, we want to ask you to go ahead and, amen, send out a text message to a couple of people, one or two people. Let them know that we're here. Amen. Let them know that the PNN is on. Amen. Tell them they don't want to miss it. They don't want to miss it. Glory to God. They don't want to miss it. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight, amen, we will be rebroadcasting. Amen. Again, thanking God. Amen. For such a rich library of resources. Amen, Jesus. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For, amen, being able to capture these awesome, these dynamic messages. Glory to God. And people, God, how many know the word of God does not get stale? Amen. It does not, cannot, amen, get stale. For he is the bread of life. And these people of God, they come, amen, Jesus, and they break open the bread of life for us, amen, that we could eat and be nourished and that we can eat and grow. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise again. We're going to be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We want to go ahead, glory to God, and get the line sanctified on tonight. Glory to God. We're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come and sanctify our line on tonight. Amen. And then immediately after her, amen, Jesus, we're going to have, glory to God, Sister Mary Holland. She's going to come with our scripture reading for tonight. Amen. God bless you, Missionary Fan. Thanks again, Missionary Fan. There you are. There you are. God bless you. You have the platform.
Praise the Lord. The song says, without you, I would be nothing. Without you, Lord, I would fail. Without you, Lord, my life would be drifting like a shield. Without a fail, without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting just like a shield. Without a fail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking and praise you right now for your goodness and your mercy. Thanking and praise you, Lord God, for how you brought us this far, Lord God. We thanking and praise you right now, Lord God, for how you watched over us all night long, Lord God. And we rose early this morning, Lord God, with our right mind, Lord God. In the night, we come to say thank you, Lord. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon this line tonight, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers, Lord God. On this line tonight, Lord God, we asking you right now, Lord God, to look upon each and every one of us, Lord God, that come, Lord God, tonight. Before your presence, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight and just have mercy, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to forgive, Lord God, all our sins, Lord God, all the iniquities, Lord God, the transgressions, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for everything that we may have done that just wasn't pleasing to your sight. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, for anything, Lord God, that we may have thought, Lord God, that just wasn't like you, Lord God. We come tonight saying we repent, Lord God. We're godly sorry, Lord God, from our heart, Lord God. We're coming for you tonight, Lord God, just saying thank you, Master. Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you to move this night, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to bless each and every one, Lord God, this night. Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, on each and every one that came, Lord God, expecting you, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God, and to let your will be done, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, that touch us, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, and don't let us be like that ship, Lord God, that's out on the ocean, Lord God, without a sail, Lord God, tossed in to and fro. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to help us to be stable in all our ways, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God. Move, Lord God, by your spirit. Move by your mighty power. We're asking you to move, Lord God, even on the young adults, Lord God, that's graduating, Lord God, that's, Lord God, going out, Lord God, into the world, Lord God, have no idea what they're about to face, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to move for them, Lord God. We're asking you to keep them covered, Lord God, under your blood, Lord God. Let your hand, Lord God, stay upon them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to shield each and every one of them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, even if they go, Lord God, to college, Lord God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, just to touch their minds, Lord God. Help them to stay focused, Lord God. For the enemy, Lord God, is waiting, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you're able to shield and protect them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, protect that young girl, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, protect that young man, Lord God. Direct their path, Lord God. Order their steps, Lord God. In your word, Lord God. Those that's not saved, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them find you, Lord God. Let them find, Lord God, refuge, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. come before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're going to thank you in advance, Lord God, for what you're going to do for them, Lord God. We thank you for what you're already doing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, tonight on the speaker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the seed fall on good ground tonight, Lord God. Help us to be hearers, Lord God, and doers of your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the speaker right now, wherever she may be, Lord God. Bless the speaker tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move on, Minister Bradley, this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Lord God, let your will continue to be done in her life. In the name of Jesus, direct her path. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to just supply every need. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save tonight. Deliver, Lord God, set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal. In the name of Jesus, those, Lord God, that need a healing in their bodies, Lord God. We know you able, Lord God. For you said with your stripes, by your stripes, we were already healed. Lord God, you already knew it was going to be sickness, but you said we was already healed. And we asking you this day, Lord God, just touch the bodies, Lord God, of the people, Lord God, those that's in the hospital, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Raise them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for all, Lord God. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Give us to God, thanking Him for allowing us to get up today, being with us on this ancient holiday today, thank Him for allowing us to be back on the front line tonight, to PNN and Bible, PNN Prayer Wars, to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from the 6th chapter of St. Matthew, the 19th through the 34th verse. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, for neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If for thine eye be sin, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barn, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? Now, after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. For seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the, amen, the sanctification of the line. Thank you tonight, amen, for the reading of the scriptures. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight for all that he's done and, again, for all he's yet to do in our lives. Amen. Yet to do on this Prayer News Network. Amen. And as we have forestated, people of God, we are tonight. We are rebroadcasting, as we always, amen, inform you that we have a library of messages that we're able to pull from as the Lord will lead, as the Lord will say, amen. And tonight, people of God, we are going back over to Athens, Georgia. Amen, Jesus, we're going back over to Athens, Georgia. Amen. There is a young woman of God over there. Amen, Jesus. Amen. A holy woman of God. Amen, Jesus. I believe she's bilingual. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. And we just thank God, amen, that the Lord has allowed her to come and be a part of the Prayer News Network. We thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. She's a busy woman. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God that the time that she was able to come, that we were able to yet capture, amen, the precious word that the Lord had prepared for us, his people. Amen. Glory to God. She is the sister of one of our co-hosts, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen, Jesus, to have him, amen, to have her, glory to God, to come and be a part, to share with us, amen, by way we broadcasting all that the Lord has said, amen. And tonight, people of God, we're going to get over to Athens, Georgia, amen, Jesus, by way of Christian Mission, amen, Christian Mission Church of Revival. Christian Mission Church of Revival, amen, there in Athens, Georgia. People of God, we want you to receive tonight. Get your pen and your pencil, amen, get your paper, your pad on tonight, glory to God, as we, amen, be blessed by the word coming from Evangelist Carmen Hampton, glory to God. Let us receive her tonight in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus, we honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. I give honor to my pastor, Mora, Nudia Mora, and I'm in the Christian Missionary Church of Revival in Athens, Georgia. I praise God because God is good and God is real. We honor the woman of God, the founder and the visionary of this great ministry, Evangelist Bradley. And I want to acknowledge all the advisors and everyone that partakes in this ministry. And we thank God because God is God and God is real. There is no other God besides him. I thank God because one day I got washed in the blood of Jesus, sanctified in the truth, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost and that with fire. I have a do right mind and a mind to go forward in the Lord. Each and every one of you, in the name of Jesus, thank you for being under the sound of my voice. And I just come forth in the power of the Holy Ghost as the Holy Ghost leads. I thank God because Evangelist Bradley already tapped into, praise God, hitting on something that the Lord had already given me tonight for the word. And I see that as a confirmation of what the Lord has given me on tonight. I have several scriptures, but I'm going to just toss them out like little bullets. If you can catch me, catch me. I know the time is not long, and I'm not going to try to take all night, but the main scripture we're going to come from tonight in Exodus, the third chapter, and the 14th verse. And praise God, the topic for tonight is God's declaration. We're just going to briefly say a word of prayer that the Lord will bless his word. God, we grace your presence right now. We thank you for the victory through the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you're able to use me as your servant, God. I come before you as an empty vase, Lord, needing to be filled, Lord. Fill each of our hearts and our minds. Touch our body's soul tonight, God. Save, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, set the captives free, God. Loose, oh God, them that are bound up, God. Save and deliver in Jesus' name. Oh God, let your word go out, power demonstration. Let it shoot the target that you have destined. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're able to work a miracle in somebody's life. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I just need to sing a little portion of this song, just one verse perhaps, kind of get some of the butterflies down. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, church, say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Right where you are, give them some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The God we serve is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all our praise. Thank God for the song that the young lady sung. Because truly my soul has been anchored in the Lord. And also that's one of my favorites as well. Praise God. Because when the Lord saved me, sanctified me, and filled me with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. When you study in the Word, live the Word of God. Walk and talk in the Word, your soul will get anchored in the Lord. Tonight we're going to talk about God's declaration. Sorry I didn't get to hear my brother Emmanuel tonight. Hope everything is all right, but we count it done that everything is all right in the name of Jesus. Praise God. In Exodus, the third chapter in the 14th verse, we're just going to read that very first part, which we will say 14a. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. I'm going to say that again. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Praise God. We're going to go a whole different direction. Praise God. The Lord has given me something unique and different. Praise God. But I just want to give a little background. The Lord gave this to Moses, praise God. It was during the time of his the burning bush. And when he saw the bush burning, but it wasn't burning up. Well, you know, that'll get your attention. So God got Moses' attention through that burning bush. And God saw that his people that were in bondage were crying out to him. Glory to God. And when you cry out to God, he will answer. Say he will hear and he will answer your cry. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes it might feel like he's not listening. Sometimes it might feel like he don't hear your cry. But God hears and answers our cry. And the children of Israel were crying out before God so that they could be delivered. So God saw Moses and he knew he was going to use him, because just like the evangelist tapped into what a little bit of what I'm going to say tonight. Glory to God. God, hallelujah, takes the end and he uses it to the beginning. He just, I like to say, sometimes he works. It seems like he works backwards. But God works the way he wants to work. But in our carnal, glory to God, the former things, hallelujah, and declares the end from the beginning. Praise God, meaning that the end has already been stated. It's already been recognized. In his eyes, it's already been done and taken care of. So he already knew that he was going to use Moses to bring the children out of Egypt. And he caught their, he caught Moses' attention. Praise God, and Moses began to say, I can't talk. Yeah, I don't got to cut him in the speech. But praise God, God only gave him a few words to say. Five words. I am that I am. Glory to God. Mainly, I'm going to be in the book of Isaiah. And I'm just going to bounce around in the book of Isaiah here and there, briefly if I can. But in this text tonight that the Lord has given me, God's declaration. Hallelujah. I have some bullets that we're going to go from. Talking about, first of all, God's identity. His action, health, comfort, prosperity, and salvation. Glory to God. It seems like a lot, maybe a lot, but I'm going to try to condense it as much as I possibly can. Because I tell you, God was giving me this word. I was so excited about it. I'll tell you, I was like, I'll tell you, the longer it took me to come on, the more nervous I got. But I began to tap into the presence of God. As the prayer went forth and knowing that God had already given me confirmation, I was chasing this floor. I tell you, I probably already run some of the carpet down. But praise God, I thank God for his spirit, for his power, and for his confirmation. The word declaration means an explicit statement. It says a lot of other things in the dictionary, but that's the part that stands out with me. An explicit statement, meaning a very clear statement. Now God here, he makes himself known. He identifies himself and he says, I am that. In the book of Isaiah 42:8, he declares, I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Glory to God. God is making himself clear who he is. Because when we know that we're following God, then you know you're following somebody that's strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Somebody that will be there for you, will stand there for you, and will fight for you. Hallelujah. And I noticed that in the scripture texts that the Lord has given me on tonight, each one of these, for he declares what he's going to declare. In the book of Isaiah 43:11, he says, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Glory to God. There's nobody like the Lord. It doesn't matter who you choose to try to serve. You can serve Buddha or the apostles or whoever. But there is no God like our God Jehovah. Mm. Hallelujah. There is none like our Savior. He is the only one that can save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Glory to God. He tells us that before me there was no God, and there is none after him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Neither shall there be any after me. Glory to God. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Whom you choose to serve. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Hallelujah. Because we serve the true and the living God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. In the book of 44, chapter in the 6th verse, he began to say, I am the first. I am the last. And besides me, there is no God. Glory to God. Seems right there, he continues to identify himself. He continues to make that explicit statement of who he is. Hallelujah. He's letting us know that he is from the beginning. He's God at the end. And he's just God all around. Hallelujah. The ain't perfect end is there. Is there a God beside me? And he answered himself and he said, yay, there is no God. Meaning like, huh? No, there is no other God. There's no other God besides thee. Hallelujah. In the 48th chapter, glory to God in the 12th verse, when he already made his declaration, hallelujah, he began to tell us, I am the first, I am the last. He said, my hand has also laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. Glory to God. Which among them has declared these things? Praise our God. One thing about God, hallelujah, he stood and he stands to acknowledge who he is. And when we come to Christ, glory to God, we have to acknowledge who we are. I've been saved through the blood of Jesus, sanctified through the truth, glory to God, filled with the precious Holy Ghost, hallelujah, with a mind to go further in the Lord, to go all the way in the Lord. Hallelujah. He also begins to let us know in chapter 55, verse 11. He says, so shall my word go forth out of my mouth. It shall not turn unto me void, but it shall accomplish to that I please. Hallelujah. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. When God finds himself, he's identifying who he is, but he's also letting us know that his actions will go forth and make an effect to where it's going. Glory be to God. The next bullet we're going to go to is to the bullet of action. Glory to God, where God acknowledges the things that he's doing and what he can do and what he will do. Glory to God, in that same 42nd chapter, glory to God, at the 9th verse, he began to say, behold, the former things are come to pass, and the new things do I declare. Before they came forth, glory to God, I will show you them. I will tell you of them. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know how sometimes you might have a dream. You might be sleeping in your bed, and you might have a dream in the night. To have an open vision. Glory to God. God is letting us know that before I tell you of them, before I tell you what's going to come, before I tell you what's about to happen, glory to God, let me show you. Hallelujah. He loves us enough to give us a glimpse of what he has waiting for us. You know why? Because sometimes, glory to God, in a carnal flesh, you know how we like to say, oh, I can't believe that. Glory to God, when God has something coming for us, sometimes we feel as though we can't believe it. So God is letting us know, before I tell you of it, I'm going to show it to you. Glory to God, because he's letting us get a glimpse of what's coming ahead. It doesn't always mean it's going to come that next hour, that next week, or maybe even that next month. But one thing about it, if God tells you about it, he shows you about it, you can stand on the fact that it's going to happen. It's going to come. Glory, hallelujah. He said, I declare unto you the former things that have come to pass. Hallelujah. The new things I do declare. Hallelujah. When God speak a thing over your life, glory to God, it shall come to pass. One thing about it, we can stand on God's word, knowing that his word will not turn void. Glory to God. It cannot, his words cannot fall to the ground. Hallelujah. In the ninth verse of the 46th chapter, glory to God, he began to say, I am God, and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. This is what the evangelist tapped on in her prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that the Lord will declare the end. Glory to God, he has our life already predestinated. He has our life already mapped out. Glory to God. And, you know, we can follow his path, but it's the enemy's job to try to get us off course. And he can get us off course God, that's where he can make us mess up. Hallelujah. Lose our track. Lose our way. Makes me think of the hound dogs. My dad used to go hunting, and he had those hound dogs, and I never went out with him, but I always listened to his story. Glory to God, how the hound dog will be on a trail of a scent of an animal that my dad will be hunting. Hallelujah. But then sometimes the brush can get so thick, hallelujah, until he loses the scent, hallelujah, of what he was chasing. And that's the way our course of life is. God has predestinated our life for our course of life in the manner of which it's already been predestinated. Hallelujah. Taking the end, hallelujah, declaring the end from the beginning. Glory to God, even so that when the enemy comes to distract us, glory to God, he makes us lose sight of the pathway of which God has already predestinated for us. Mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes we go off course. The Bible says we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But one thing about God's love is so merciful. It's so strong. His hands are stretched out wide. Glory to God, ready to embrace us at every moment. And when he embraces us, glory to God, he gets us back on track. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. Hallelujah. Through prayer. Praise God. The word begins to tell us that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and it's a light unto my path. Meaning that God loves us enough to even light our pathway. Glory to God, to get to the end to what God has waiting for us. Hallelujah. When we learn to follow after God, glory to God, that's when we can say everything will be all right. It's when we get on course, glory to God, that the obstacles that come before us seem kind of hard to get around. Hallelujah. But when you fast and pray, the Bible tells us these things come by fasting and praying. Praise God, our faith, prayer, and our faith will move the mountain. Hallelujah. When we go before God, hallelujah, there's nothing that he won't do for his children. Mm-hmm. Praise the name of Jesus. He began to tell us, oh God, in the 48th chapter, and about the third verse, he says, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. I showed them, and I did them suddenly. And they came to pass. Praise God. In the fifth verse it says, I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee. Hallelujah. Meaning just what I just said. Glory to God that God had already prepared the end. Praise God of our life from the beginning. Hallelujah. If there's a thing that we have in the hospital, excuse me, praise God, that when we're charting, hallelujah, when we're admitting the patient, praise God, we already have to do the discharge to begin. When you get ready to leave this hospital, how will you be able to go? Are you going to have a ride, or will we need to prepare a ride for you? See, that's the type of thing that God has done. Praise God, our life, hallelujah, already being predestinated. Glory to God. Praise God, our end has already been mapped out from the beginning because God declared it over our life. He already predestinated to be so. And so even the situation I'm talking about in the hospital, when we're getting the admission, asking all the questions, praise God, that was already asked in the ER, then you have to answer them again, hallelujah, in the department where we're you were admitted to, praise God, we already have to ask about the discharge, praise God, what will take place, praise God, before you enter those doors. The one thing about God, he said, hallelujah, back to that third verse in the 48th chapter, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. Praise God, whatever God says, it will be. Praise God, if God says no, praise God, it's going to be no. If God says yes, it's going to be yes. It don't matter what the doctors say. It don't matter what the lawyers say. It don't matter what your boss may say. You may not get a raise, but if God says you're getting a raise because he knows it's already playing out in your life, you can stand on what God says. Hallelujah. I feel my help in here today. Praise God. He said, I did them suddenly. Hallelujah. Meaning that when you're already free, praise God way back when. Hallelujah, Jesus. God already heard you, and he already answered the cry. Praise God Almighty. You can tell the Lord, I need a raise on the job. Hallelujah. God already done it. It may not happen that next week. It may not even happen at the time that you're going to get your evaluation. But one thing about it, when you have faith to believe God and when you stand on what God said, glory to God, you can know that it's coming. Hallelujah, because he said, I did it suddenly. Hallelujah, mean that it was already in the works and it's bound to come forth. One thing about it, hallelujah, we in the carnal flesh, we like things right now. Yes, truly, we serve a right now God, but it's right now according to God's plan. Right now, according to when God say it's time for that, hallelujah, Jesus. So our right now isn't God's right now, but sometimes he'll let it happen right now. Glory to God. He said, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. For my ways are higher than your ways. Glory, hallelujah. Let me keep on moving because I feel the help of the Lord up in here tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And one thing about it, he told us in Jeremiah 29:11, praise God, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Glory to God, thoughts of good and not evil. Hallelujah, thoughts of peace. Hallelujah, not evil. To give you an expected end. Praise God, because he knows the end that he has already predestinated for you. Praise God, he wants us to, hallelujah, to walk in prosperity. Praise God for life, to walk in God's goodness and his grace and in his love. Hallelujah, but we got to go forward. Hallelujah, not let the enemy, praise God, distract our way. Oh, he's going to come over the top because he want to slow us down. He want to get us off course. He want to make sure that we lose our way. But praise God Almighty, we serve a true and a loving and a merciful God, a God that will stand by us, oh, hallelujah, a God that will be right there to hold us up, praise God, on every leaning side, a God that will pick us up when we have fallen down, a God that loves us enough to bring us back up to him. Glory to God. I heard a songwriter say, he makes all things new. Hallelujah. God will make all things new. Yes, he will. He will do a new thing in our life. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 43:19, he began to say, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and in the rivers a desert. Praise our God. Oh, hallelujah. He will do a new thing. Praise God. He said it shall come to pass. It shall spring forth. Hallelujah. Shall you not know it? One thing about it, when God moves, you're going to know that he moves. When God says a thing, you're going to know that God says. He already identified himself. He done showed his action. Glory to God. Now, praise God, we're going to the help. Some of you might be sick in your body. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe that God will heal. And I know you might say, I am believing. Praise our God. But one thing about it, God hears the cry. He hears the cry of his children. I'm not saying that you don't believe. Praise our God. Some people take a little bit more faith than others. But sometimes, some of it, praise God, some of us may have that faith the size of that mustard in action, God begins to move. Praise our God in Isaiah the 58 chapter. Hallelujah. And then the 8th verse, he began to sing, then shall thy light break forth as in the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Praise our God. I'm getting tongue twisted here, but that's all right. Praise God. I'm not going to take away from or add to the word of God. Then shall thy light break as the morning. Hallelujah. Thy health shall spring forth speedily. Glory to God. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy very reward. Praise our God. The righteousness of the Lord shall go before thee. Hallelujah. Even if you're sick, hallelujah, stand on God's word. Stand on his word, because his word shall not give away. Glory to God. In that night person, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. After cry, he shall say, here I am. Glory, hallelujah. You know what? He's not going to always, praise God, be audible to us when he says, here I am. But he's going to show up in action. Glory to God. He's going to show up by doing, praise God, what it is you are crying out for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've seen the blind eyes open as a young child. Glory to God. God began to work through my dad, and the miracles were performed, and I was a witness to them. Hallelujah. Seen the lame walk. Glory to God. I've seen the dumb talk, glory, hallelujah. And the utmost, I've seen the dead come to life. Praise our God. This is no fabrication, glory to God. This is reality of what I've seen. Praise God. We had a church member, glory to God, when I was a young child. Hallelujah. That had died, glory to God, and had gone into the hospital. Praise God. But by the time she was there, glory to God, she was D-O-A. Hallelujah. In hospital terms, that's considered dead on arrival. Glory be to God. Father went up there in the power of the Holy Ghost and began to pray for her. Glory to God. We didn't know what God was going to do, but all we knew was we just believed God. Glory to God. I want somebody to reach out in your faith. I want somebody to extend beyond what you normally believe. Because if you doubt, you would do without. But you got to believe like it's the end of the world. Because God has declared your healing from the beginning. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I praise your holy name. My dad got home. Hallelujah. We just went there. Glory to God, we begin to praise God because we believe that God was going to do what he said. God had already performed the rest of the miracles. Glory to God. This was the utmost. Hallelujah. But God gave it to my father that he was going to perform all the miracles. Hallelujah. And it got to this point where we just had to trust God. Lord, if you do it, we know that you are real and you are God. If you don't do it, we know that you still are real and you are God. I tell you the truth. Glory to God. As my name is Carmen, hallelujah, I'm my own witness as God is my witness as well. Hallelujah. I was the one that answered the phone. I don't remember if it was the next day or how many days. I don't remember. But one thing I do remember, I answered the phone. When that nurse called from the hospital, glory to God, called for my dad. Hallelujah. I gave the phone to my dad. We were all standing around. We didn't know if we were going to go to a funeral or if we were going to continue to shout the praises of God. But one thing I know, hallelujah, that on the other end of that phone, that nurse began to tell my dad, oh, hallelujah. That nurse lady began to tell my dad, hallelujah, the member, hallelujah, hallelujah, church member that died, glory to God, that came in here dead on arrival, hallelujah, God, she's awake, she's alive, and she's calling for you, hallelujah. My dad said, what? She's calling for me, hallelujah. Then the nurse made it clear, she made it. Listen, and she began. tend to say, well, she's not exactly calling for you because she can't really talk too clearly right now. Hallelujah. But she wrote your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. She wrote your name. Hallelujah. She told us to call you. Praise our God. Well, think about it. We serve a true and a living God, a God that hears and answers prayers. Whatever God declares, it shall go forth. Hallelujah. He's going to do what he says. Glory. Somebody give him praise up in here. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my time is running out. Hallelujah, Jesus. But just believe God. Because he began to tell us, I am the Lord thy God that healed the sick. Hallelujah, he is our God that heals all manner of sickness and disease. Praise our God. Hallelujah. But why did it happen to me? Hallelujah. Sometimes it happens, praise God, from past generations. Hallelujah. Generational curse, glory to God, that you have to be delivered from. Hallelujah. And the end result, praise God, it ended with you. Hallelujah. But you are the one to turn it around and break that generational curse, glory to God. You don't have to be the acceptor of it, glory to God, but you can be the denier of it and say with instruct, I am healed. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I got to keep moving. I'll tell you, I feel God up in here. Praise our God. Confidence the next moment. Praise our God. God, hallelujah, begin to tell us. Hallelujah. In Isaiah, the 50th chapter and the 12th verse, he began to say again, I am he that comfort of you. Once again, he begins to identify himself. He began to let us know who he is before he takes action. Glory to God. He lets us know I'm the one that's going to comfort you, glory to God, in the time of sorrow, glory to God. You can look to the Lord, lean on him, hallelujah. He will not give away, glory, hallelujah. He is our comfort tonight. He is our peace, glory to God. I looked up that word comfort. It began to say to console, to soothe, or to cheer. You know, sometimes some people just can't be comforted. Glory to God. They just can't be comforted. I feel like sometimes they don't want to be comforted because they want to have a pity party. Glory to God will come out to a pity party. Glory to God because God wants to comfort you. He wants to build you up. He wants to console you today. Hallelujah. He wants to know that you know that he is there for you. Hallelujah. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? He's the Lord strong and mighty. He's the Lord mighty in battle. Glory, hallelujah. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. The word of God begins to tell us in the 41st chapter of Isaiah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He began to comfort us in the 10th verse. He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. How much more? How much more does God have to tell you? Hallelujah, that he's there for you. And he was there all the time, hallelujah, waiting patiently, glory to God. God was there, hallelujah, to be our comforter. He tells us not to be dismayed. He tells us why. He said, because I'm right here with you. I will strengthen you. Hallelujah. The word also began to say, strengthen the weak and feeble knees, glory to God. Lift up the hands that hang down. Hallelujah. He tells us in so many ways how he's going to comfort us. Glory to God. He began to tell us, oh God, in that 13th verse, by the Lord, my God, God will hold thee with thy right hand. saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Lord of God, he is our help. Lord of God, in the time of sorrow, in the time of trouble, he's right there. Glory to God, even, hallelujah, in your life, praise God. For those of you and us that have lost loved ones, glory to God, God is there to comfort us. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave, neither will I forsake thee. Though I'll be with you always, hallelujah, even until the end of the world. Praise our God, hallelujah. At the end of that 17th verse, he began to say, I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Praise God. He continues to make declarations unto his people. Praise God. This is what he wanted me to bring out. We know that in the word of God, it is so in all of the scriptures, praise God, every book of the Bible, praise God, where God says, I am this and I am that. I do this and I do that. One thing about it, God began to give it to me in a certain format. He wanted me to narrow it down in a strategic way, and he wanted me to make it clear, hallelujah, that I may bring the word forth unto you. Comfort ye one another. Hallelujah. He begins to tell us so many times, hallelujah, in the word of God, comfort ye one another. Praise God, we know our sisters down and out of sick or sorrow or the down or the whatever. Don't talk about it, glory to God. Go ahead and comfort them. Hallelujah. Begin to call them in prayer. Sometimes you have to call them on the phone. Sometimes you have to send them out of car. Sometimes you have to give them a piece of money. Whatever way that the Lord leads you to comfort them. Glory to God. Comfort our sisters and brothers in Zion. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God in Jeremiah 31 chapter. Hallelujah. The 13th verse. Praise our God. He began to say, hallelujah. 31b says, for I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them. Hallelujah. And make them rejoice from their sorrow. Glory to God. See, that's one of the key points right there. That in your sorrow, in your point of depression, in your point of being heavy laden, in your point of going through your trials and tribulations, when it seems like you can't get through it, glory to God, you say, you turn your sorrow, your mourning into joy. Glory to God, we got to learn it. We got to learn to give God a hallelujah. Shout hallelujah to the name of the Lord. We got to lift up our hands, even though they're heavy from the sorrow. Lift them up and shout glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to give God praise in the midst of your sorrow. I dare you to praise him. He'll turn your mourning into joy, glory to God. Sorrow and sighing got to flee. They got to go away. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. He'll turn your mourning into joy. Praise our God. God also began to let me hit on, hallelujah, one of the topics of prosperity. And he wanted to let us know that he didn't even leave that out. Glory to God. In his declaration, hallelujah, he didn't leave out prosperity. Praise our God in Isaiah, the 48th chapter and the 17th verse. Hallelujah, begin to say, I am the Lord thy God. There you go, identifying himself again. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to prosper. And he's going to teach us how to prosper. He's going to give us the strategy of what to do. It's a matter of us following through with what the Lord says. Yeah, we work hard for our money. Glory to God. Yeah, we got to pay Uncle Sam. Yeah, we got to pay our bills. Glory to God. Because if you don't, you know where you'll be. Praise our God. But one thing about it, he gives us a strategy. And hallelujah, he wants us to learn how to save. Glory to God. Because when you learn, hallelujah, the strategy of the Lord, he gives us wisdom. And when we operate in wisdom, hallelujah, we can operate in what the Lord, hallelujah, is teaching us. Praise our God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word. Hallelujah, the 15th verse begins to say, hallelujah, I, yet again, have spoken, yea, I have called him. I brought him, he shall make his way prosperous. Glory to be to God. God wants that you will prosper and be in good health. Hallelujah, even as your soul does prosper. Glory be to God. God wants us, glory to God, to have something in his life because he's already predestinated. From the end, he declared the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. The 16th verse of the 42nd chapter of Isaiah began to tell us, I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make their darkness light before them. That means God's going to give you strategy. He's going to show you ways that's unclear to you now. Praise God, but he's going to show you what to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's the one that's showing you how to get well. Praise God, he's taking down one and put up another. Praise God, but it's him that gives us the power to get well. Praise our God. We're going to go to our last. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Time is winding up. And I just want to acknowledge this last one that the Lord has declared, and that's salvation. Glory be to God. Isaiah 45:22, he began to tell us, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. There he goes again, identifying himself. But he's letting us know what he wants to do for us. Hallelujah. He wants us to look to him. He wants us to call on him. Hallelujah. Because if you call on the name of the Lord, hallelujah, you shall be saved. Glory to God. He begins to tell us. Hallelujah. He's the one that blotted out transgression. Hallelujah. And when the Lord blots out your transgression, your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. You come over on the Lord's side. Once you acknowledge the Lord, hallelujah, and take him into your heart as your Lord and your Savior. Glory to God. He said, people I have formed for myself. Hallelujah. We were created for the glory of God. Hallelujah. He don't want to see anybody lost, but that we all should come unto repentance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah began to tell us, told God, then shall you call upon me, Lord, have mercy. Then will I answer. Hallelujah. While you're yet speaking, glory to God, I will hear. And Ezekiel began to tell us through the word of the Lord that I will put a new spirit in you. I'll take the phony heart out of your flesh. I'll give you a heart of flesh, glory to God. One thing about it, when God takes that stony heart out of your flesh, glory to God, he takes the stony heart. Hallelujah. That means he's going to take that hard heart, that heart that's uncrystallized, that heart that can't feel nothing, that heart that's the heart that don't want to perform. Hallelujah. It can't move because it's hard. Glory to God, he's going to take out the stony heart, give your heart of flesh, glory to God, because flesh is soft. Flesh is tender. Flesh has sensitivity. You can feel flesh, Lord, and flesh can feel. Glory to God, when someone is touching it, he's going to give us a heart of flesh. Therefore, we can feel and sense the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to conclude, hallelujah, with this last verse of scripture in the 49th chapter of Isaiah. Hallelujah. And the third verse, where he began to say, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Hallelujah. God wants to live a glorified life through you. Glory to God. One thing about it. Hallelujah. When God comes in, sin got to go. And one of the churches out of there said, come on out of your sin and leave it alone. Leave it alone. Hallelujah. When you come over on the Lord's side, glory to God, you got to leave sin alone. You can't dip and dab. Hallelujah. You can't straddle the fence. There is no such thing as straddling the fence. Either on the Lord's side or you're on the wrong side. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I praise our God because God wants to see his people saved. God wants you to come unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, he said he will give you rest. God will give you that comfort that you need. Glory to God when you come over on the Lord's house. Glory to God, I got to write this thing up. Hallelujah. praise God. You are able to turn your heart tonight. You can come over on the Lord's side. For those of you that are doubting, by the way, glory to God, to somebody say, I'm not doubting by the way. Hallelujah. That means whatever state you're in, glory to God, you've got to stand forth and believe God. Hallelujah. Believe God. He will do what he says. Praise our God. He done made himself known to us tonight again. Praise God through his declaration. He has identified himself. He has showed us his actions that he has already declared. Praise God, the former thing. Praise God from the beginning. He has showed us, hallelujah, what he will do. Help-wise. He let us know that he will comfort us on tonight. Praise God, he even showed us how to get well. He let us know that he will be our Savior. Glory to God. Those of you that don't know Christ, you can get to know him tonight. For God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. We praise God for the words that he gave unto me tonight. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Glory to God, in Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Hands back into the advisor.
God said it, and I believe it. I believe every word that he said. God said it, and I believe it. I believe every word that he said. God said it, and I believe it. I believe every word that he said. God said it, and I believe it. I believe every word that he said. He said, be ye holy. I believe every word that he said. He said, be ye holy. I believe every word that he said. God said it, and I believe it. I believe every word that he said. God said it, and I believe it. I believe every word. I believe every word. I believe every word that he said. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can somebody put your hands together and open your mouth and give the Lord some praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do we believe God tonight? Huh? Amen. Do we believe the report of the Lord? Huh? Whose report are you going to believe tonight? Huh? Amen. God said it, and I believe it. Huh? I believe every word that he said. Huh? Glory be to God. Truly tonight we praise God for the word, amen, that we have heard this night. Amen. We praise God for the word of faith. Amen. The word of keep trusting God. Amen. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Amen. I know that the enemy trying to wear the faith of the saints out. Amen. But fight on, my brother. Amen. Fight on, my sister. Amen. We thank God for the word coming through Thaddeus Hamlin tonight. Amen. I tell you, with the word from the Lord. Amen, that God was speaking to his people, letting us know, amen, God's declaration, meaning God has already declared it from the foundation of the world. He spoke, he said, let it be, let there be light, let us make man, huh? Amen, God declared it, amen, and it came together. Glory be to God, amen, we praise God tonight, amen, for the word of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the message of faith. Amen. Trust God. Amen. Trust God to the end. Amen. Fight your way through. Push your way through. Pray until something happens. Glory be to God. Amen. And God come to lift us tonight. Amen. Come to encourage, amen, the heart. in the minds of his people. Amen. God, he knows the afflictions that we're going through. He knows the tests and the trials. They're getting severe. They're getting hard. But one thing about it, he said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. I pray, God, for the word. Amen. I tell you, amen, as the word of God was going forth, as I was listening to, amen, the program tonight, amen, I was, amen, just sitting back relaxing. Amen. But when the word of God began to come forth about faith, talking about, amen, God's declaration, who God is, he said, I am the Lord thy God. Amen. He began to make himself known unto us, letting us know that he is God. Amen. He gave it. Only God can do it. Amen. The word of God began to pick me up. Amen. As I was lying down listening, the word of God began to cause me to arise, to get up. Amen. Sit upright position. Amen. To position myself upright. Amen. And that's the way it is for you tonight, people of God. Amen. You got to reposition yourself. Huh? Amen. Sit up. Amen. Hold your, amen. Hold your, amen, your posture straight. Amen. Stop feeling defeated. Stop walking around defeated. Amen. But straighten up your posture. Amen. Get your thinking right tonight. Amen. Get your mind right tonight. But amen. Trust the Lord. Psalm says, I will trust in the Lord until I die. Amen. I praise God. I'm just bearing witness to the word tonight. Amen. Because I know what the word did for me. Amen. The word of God encouraged my heart tonight. Sometimes people seem to feel as though, amen, you're doing this and you're doing that. And they fail to realize, amen, that at the end of the night, we go through things too. Hallelujah, that we're tried. Amen. And sometimes the enemy tries, amen, to, he tries our faith. But we have the faith, amen, that, amen, is put to the test. And we shall come forth as pure gold, tried in the fire. Amen. Glory be to God. But I thank God for the encouragement tonight. Amen. To let us know, to let me know. Amen. Trust God. Amen. And like she began to talk about the testimony. I seen God do it. Amen. The testimony that she gave. This is, amen, like she said, not fabricated, not made up, but these were real, amen, life stories and, amen, testimony that we've seen God do. God begins to promise, amen, the man of God said, amen, I'll heal the sick. Amen, I'll open the blind eyes. I'll cause deaf ears to come open. I'll even raise the dead. And like the woman of God said, God did everything that he said he would do, and it got down to the last final miracle. Amen, that was the dead being raised. Glory be to God. When we were sitting in the house and the telephone began to ring, amen, letting us know that one of the members had passed. Amen, but the man of God got up from the table. He went to the hospital and faith, like the woman of God said, he prayed the prayer of faith. Amen. It was a matter of time. God began to move suddenly. God began to move quickly. Amen. And the woman began to come back to life. She was dead for hours, but God began to raise and bring her back to life. And she lived another 20, 25 years after that. Don't tell me God won't do it. Somebody ought to give God some praise right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to use that crazy faith. We got to use that crazy faith. Amen. When men said it won't be done, God said, I can do all things. Amen. I praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. It lifted my heart. Not because, amen, it was my sister speaking, but because it was the word of God. Amen. God began to make himself known to me tonight. Amen. In a declaration, I am God. Amen. I don't care how impossible it seems. I don't care how far-fetched it may seem, amen, to you tonight. God said, I am God. And he said, with me, all things are possible. Amen. People of God, look to the Lord. Trust God tonight. Amen. No matter what you're going through, let Jesus fix it for you. You just got to trust his word. If he said it, if he made the declaration, if he said it, if he spoke it, he shall bring it to pass. Amen. After tonight, hearing the word of God, amen, maybe somebody, amen, is in the valley of despair. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Maybe somebody's heart is heavy, and you're tired of carrying that heavy load, and you're looking for that comforter, as the woman of God said. Amen. When Jesus declared, amen, he said, I will send another comforter. Hallelujah. You're looking for that comforter tonight. Hallelujah. I recommend Jesus tonight. Maybe somebody on the line, amen, you want to try Jesus. Amen. You heard about God. You heard about his declaration. You heard about what he can do for you. But tonight, you're willing to try. Amen. You're willing to step out on faith and give God a chance. Amen. If that's you tonight, amen, you want to receive salvation, amen, you can come, amen, to the platform and make your confession known to God tonight. Amen. By pushing *6. Amen. If there's one tonight that want to be saved, amen, we're going to ask you if you would, amen, come tonight. Amen. And take the platform, and we will lead you to Christ. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God loves you tonight. Amen. He loves you. He declared in his word, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He loved you that much that he gave his only begotten son for you. Amen, that you should not perish, but that you may have everlasting life. Is there one tonight that wants to receive the Lord as your Savior? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, if not, amen. Is there any special prayer request tonight? Amen, is there any special prayer request tonight? Amen, after hearing the word of God tonight, amen, you want to let your faith reach out. Maybe your faith has been wavering. Maybe your faith has been, amen, doubted. Maybe you, amen, felt like, amen, Lord, I've been praying about this situation a long time, and nothing has happened yet. Amen, but God come to send you a renewed faith tonight. Glory be to God. God come to renew your faith in him. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Glory be to God. Amen. After all this time, we done seen God do this. We done seen God in action. We done seen God work in our lives. We done seen God change situations around. Amen. Why doubt him now? Why, amen, stop believing him now? Amen. I can't give up now. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, you catch us before we fall. Hey, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, God. We praise you right now, God. We praise you right now. Hallelujah, God. You will come quickly. You will come, God. You will show up for us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In thee do we put our trust. Never let him be put to confusion. Never let him be put to a shame. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we heard your word tonight. We take all the faith tonight, God. We take our faith back, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're standing on your word, Lord. We're standing on your promises, God. That's your foundation, that will never give away, in the name of Jesus, oh God, if you did it before, you'll do it again, if you heal the sick, you'll do it again, if you raise the dead, you'll do it again, you'll quicken our mortal bodies, oh God, you will revive us again, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we take back tonight, we take back our victory. We take back our praise. We take back our joy. Everything that the enemy try to take from us. Everything that the enemy is trying to steal from us. He's trying to steal our praise. He's trying to steal our confidence. He's trying to steal our hope in you. But in thee, O Lord, do we put our trust. We trust you tonight, God. We declare tonight that we trust you, Lord. We declare tonight that thou art God. We declare that you care about us. We declare tonight that you are concerned about us. In the mighty name of Jesus, little God, we pray tonight that you will lift up bowed down heads, lift up heads to hang down, trimming the feeble knees tonight. In the name of Jesus, look on the weak-minded, God. Look on those, God, that are on the verge of giving up tonight, that are on the verge of casting away their confidence, that's on the verge of throwing in the towel, saying, I can't make it, I can't endure, I can't go through anymore. But Lord, be a very present help, even in trouble. Oh God, we know you are able. You sent your word and healed us. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal tonight. Heal, God. Move the doubt. Move the fear. In the name of Jesus, move the worryation. Oh, glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, we cast it on you tonight. Father, we put it in your hands. It's in your hands, God. You take it, God. You handle it, Lord. You can do a better job than we can. In the name of Jesus, work it out tonight, Lord. Oh, God, work it out. You do the impossible. In the name of Jesus, somebody feel stuck tonight. Somebody feel like they can't go forward. Somebody feel like they can't progress. But Lord, you do it tonight. You move the mountain. In the name of Jesus, move every mountain that's standing in the way. Every hindrance, move it out the way tonight. In the name of Jesus, loose your people, God. Let them go free tonight. Loose them in the mind. Loose them in the spirit. Oh, God, take that heavy yoke off. Lighten that load tonight. In the name of Jesus, I know you able tonight, Lord. I know you able, Lord. We declare tonight, God, that we've seen you do it. We already seen you do it, God. We've seen you do the impossible. We've seen you move in situations. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, why doubt you now? Why doubt you now? Oh, God, we can't give up now. We come too far. Oh, God, we done put in too much time. We done sacrificed too much. Oh, God, to lose out. To cause, oh, God, the enemy. To cause us to miss out on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you have spoken tonight. You have, oh God, made yourself known unto us once again. Oh God, maybe somebody begin to forget who you are. Oh God, in the power that you possess. But you're God and God alone. You are God Almighty. Oh, you can just speak the word, and it shall be done. You can declare the blessing, and it shall overtake us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it tonight. Oh, God, turn impossible situations around. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake. If you don't do it for us, God, oh, God, do it for your own name's sake. In the name of Jesus. For we know that you're not a man that you shall lie. Neither a son of man that you shall repent. Oh, God, you said it. Shall you not do it? Shall you not make it good? In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for renewed faith tonight. Oh, God, we pray that somebody be stripping tonight. Through the word of God that we heard. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it right now, Lord. Help us not to be moved. But help us to be planted by the rivers of the water. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, these are times. These are trying times. That's trying men's faith. Oh, God, that's trying our very souls. That's vexing us, God. In the name of Jesus. You know the burden that your people carry. Yeah, God, you know the load tonight. You know how heavy the load gets sometimes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, when it seems like nobody else knows, but, Lord, you know how heavy the load gets sometimes. God, we pray that you will lighten every load tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, lift every burden, the burden of your people's heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, make a way for somebody tonight. somebody's back is against the wall. Oh, God, but you brought them through before. Oh, God, you will bring them through again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we trust you with our whole heart. We trust you with our life. We trust you with the keeping of our soul. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way tonight, Lord. Oh, God, bless on this brand new network line. Oh, God, bless every hearer tonight. Encourage every heart tonight. Everyone that, oh, God, was under the sound of the minister's voice tonight, God. We pray that you will bless them, God. Don't let them leave off this line the same way they got on. In the name of Jesus. We declare tonight that burdens shall be lifted. We declare tonight that mountains shall be moved. We declare tonight that sick bodies shall be healed. Oh, God, we declare tonight that faith shall be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for that touch tonight, God. One touch from you will make our calling and worthwhile. We're not leaving here the same way we got on. Yeah, we're not getting off the line the same way we got on in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the touch tonight, God. We thank you for your sweet, sweet spirit. We thank you for your anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, thou hast spoken. All we can do is say amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for strength. We thank you for courage to go on in your name. Oh, God, build us up. Rebuild us up, God. Build us up when we're torn down. Oh, God, anchors on every lean inside. Oh, God, you be our anchor tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we'll give your name the praise. We'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray right now that you will look on the woman of God. Oh, God, look on your woman servant tonight. Look on Evangelist Campton, God, wherever she may be at this point in time and hour. We pray that you will bless her, God. Bless her right now. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in, God. Bless her home. Bless her family. Bless her children, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you be the head of her life, God. You be the head of God. The very thing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you provide everything that she needs you to be, God. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless her ministry, God. Oh, God, we pray that you will enlarge her territory. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray that you will continue. Oh, God, to help her to step out on faith, to do that sweet will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for your declaration. We thank you for declaring unto us and reminding us of who you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are God and God alone. You are the head of our lives. You are the shepherd of our souls, in the mighty name of Jesus. Most of all, you are our keeper. Oh, God, you keep us when we can't keep ourselves. You have kept us down through the years. Oh, God, we are depending on you to continue to keep us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, God, for the great things that you have done. Father God, we just praise you tonight. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We praise you. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Father God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, remember our children tonight. Remember our children, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember our children in a special way. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody's burning down about their children. Somebody's carrying the load of their children. They're carrying the weight of their children. In the name of Jesus. But God, we put it in your hands tonight. We pray that you will lighten the load. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lighten the load, God. Lighten the load, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, it's in your hands tonight. It's in your hands, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, you know. You know how much we can bear. In the name of Jesus, God, we rejoice in your word. God, you are God. You have made the declaration that you are in control. Yeah, God, you got all things in control tonight. Hey, God, you can handle all things. Hallelujah, you're going to handle all things. You got it all in control. In the name of Jesus. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will come. He will show up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen tonight. Hallelujah tonight. We just praise God. We praise God for the word tonight. We praise God for the comforter. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise God for being a comforter tonight. Amen. We're not in this fight alone. Alone, but not alone. God declared that he's with us always. Amen. Regardless of how it feels, regardless of how it may seem, God said, I would never leave you. He declared in his word, the declaration has already been declared, that God said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Hallelujah. But it's up to us to believe God. It's up to us to take God at his word. And sometimes the enemy do come. Amen. Sometimes the burden do get heavy. And the enemy do come and sap our strength. Amen. He wants to sap the very faith out of us. But we got to stand. Amen. We got to be, amen, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. As the woman of God was going forth, I was reminded of Jeremiah. When Jeremiah began to get to a point where he said, I will speak no more in his name. Jeremiah said, amen, I'm just going to shut up. I'm going to close my mouth. I'm not even going to, amen, speak anymore in his name. I'm not going to witness. I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to tell anybody else. I'm not going to say another word about Jesus. Amen. But as time went on, he tried to contain. He tried to hold his peace. But Jeremiah began to say, amen, but it was as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I could not hold my peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes in life, we will get to that point where we say, I'm just not going to do another thing. I'm not going to say another word. Amen, amen, because of what I'm going through or what I'm feeling or what I'm dealing with. Amen. But God, he said the word. Amen, to renew our faith. Amen, to get us up and position us. Glory to be to God. Amen. People, God wants to reposition you through the word of God. Amen. He has declared, amen. Amen. He said, you are in my hand, and no man can pluck me out. We're in God's hand tonight. Hallelujah. No man shall be able to pluck us out. Are you glad about it tonight? Amen. I'm glad, amen, for that renewed faith tonight. God knows what we need and when we need it. Amen. I tell you, this was the in-season word. Amen. It was a word, amen, that I needed tonight. Amen. God began to pick me up. Amen. And just, amen, tell me to go on, to run on. Keep trusting me. Keep believing. Most of all, keep serving me. Keep praising me. Amen. We thank God tonight, amen, for the word of God. And I just had to bear witness to the word of God. Amen. I was there when she began to give, amen, those testimonies of what we've seen God do as a child. We've seen God heal the sick. We've seen God open blinded eyes. We've seen God call the lame to walk. We've seen the deaf mouth come open. Amen. And most of all, we've seen the dead being raised. Amen. The woman was dead for over an hour. They had taped her eyes up. Amen. They began to, amen, put a tag on her to ship her down to the morgue. But before, amen, they did, the man of God said, wait a minute, before you take her down, can I pray for, amen? Can I pray? Amen. They said, yeah, go ahead, you can pray. Amen. He began to pray over a dead body. Amen. He reminded the Lord. He reminded the Lord of his promise. He said, Lord, you promised me You promised me that you will raise the dead. Hallelujah. God kept his promise. Glory be to God. Amen. I've seen God do it. Amen. Tonight, amen, speak to yourself. And you declare, amen, to yourself that I've seen God do it. And if God did it before, he'll do it again. What makes this time so different? What makes this situation any different than any other situation that you have been through? If God did it before, he'll do it again. I've seen God do it. Glory be to God. We praise God for the word of God tonight coming through Daniel's Amen Carmen Hampton. Amen. It's fourth dated. Amen. This was my natural sister. Amen. My natural blood sister. Amen. 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 Speaking tonight, preaching the word of God. Amen. I give God praise. Amen. I give God glory because she is a woman of faith. She is a woman of faith. Amen. She walks faith. She talks faith. Not only does she preach faith, but she lives faith. Amen. I have watched her down through the years, and I see her faith at work. Amen. I praise God. Sometimes she used to, amen, try to encourage me, amen, to, amen, just to trust God even more. Amen. And don't be afraid to trust God. Don't be scared to step out on God's word. Don't be afraid to do what God say do. Amen. I praise God for her. Amen. She is the oldest. Amen. Out of seven children. Amen. She's the oldest sibling that I had. Amen. Out of seven children. Amen. I praise God for her. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For tonight, we just give God praise. But most of all, I thank God because God has already made the declaration. God has already spoke in our lives and over our lives. Now you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. People of God, amen. If you desire to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen. We're going to give you two numbers that you can reach out and text to receive a copy, amen, of this message tonight. And I advise you, if your faith has been wavered, if your faith has been doubted, if you've been at a crossroad in your life, not knowing what to do or which way to turn, I advise you to get a copy of this message tonight that God can rebuild your faith back up and that you can get back on that right path of trusting God. Sometimes we get off course. Sometimes our faith, amen, gets off course. And we're not trusting God like we should, amen, but God sends his word, amen, to heal us and to put us back on course. Amen. So we can go on in Jesus' name. Tonight, if you would so desire a copy of tonight's message, we're going to ask you to text us at 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, text us at 912-257-3918. Also, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, amen. If you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, as well, we're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those of you that are tuning in from other countries, amen. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Amen. And we will, amen, get this broadcast to you as soon as possible, Lord, say the same. And as the woman of God said, amen, if you have not gotten some of your requests for, amen, broadcast, previous broadcast, please be patient. Amen. We will see to it that you do get them. But we want you to get this message tonight. Amen. Not only this message, but every message that have come forth over this airline and the airways. Amen. We want you to retain God's word in your heart. Amen. Knowing that God has already made the declaration. So we just praise God tonight for this night. Truly, this night has been ordained by God. And I'm sure you feel like I do tonight. Feel uplifted. Amen. Feel encouraged. Amen. To keep trusting God. Amen. As the word of God was going forth, I was getting a few texts. Amen. Somebody said, amen, as the word of God was going forth, they began to text me and say that the tears, amen, began to run down their face. God began to touch them through the word of God tonight. Amen. Somebody else texted me and said, amen, I enjoyed the word of God. Amen. I needed that tonight. Amen. Just as I said, I needed this tonight. This was ordained by God. Amen. Woman of God, Baptist Carmen Hampton, we thank you. Amen, for allowing God to use you. We thank you for allowing God, amen, to speak through you as a vessel. Amen. And we pray God's blessings over your life tonight, that God may continue to have his way in your life. Amen. People of God, we love you. Amen. But remember, God already made the declaration, amen, over 2,000 years ago, that he loved you first. We love him. Not that we loved him first, but because he loved us. Amen. So we pray, God, tonight, hold your head up. Amen. Pick yourself up. Amen. We got somewhere to go. Amen. We got heaven in view. And we want to make heaven our, amen, our home. Amen. But we got to trust God. We got to keep the faith. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. For you, I'm praying. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Come back on tomorrow night, amen, to see what God has in store for us. If he did it before, he'll do it again. If he blessed you tonight, he'll bless you tomorrow night. Come looking for a blessing from the Lord. Until then, we love you. We're praying for you. Most of all, encourage yourself in the Lord and lift your heads up. Amen. God bless you. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Be blessed. As you lay down and go to sleep tonight, we pray God's blessings over you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.